Yes, speaking.
Hi,
Hello.
This is Julianne.
Julianne, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
Fine, thank you.
Many thanks for talking to me again.
Okay.
Just 1 second, I'm just turning on the recording equipment. Okay. Do you want to just get straight down to it?
I beg your pardon?
Do you want to just start? Will I just ask you the few supplementary questions I had?
Yes, why not?
Yeah, great. Okay. So you had mentioned that in IBM, in a classroom building in Manhattan, you took courses there, first in operating and then in programming. And I wanted to ask you to tell me a bit more about the programming. So the first question I had was what you thought of the computing you encountered.
What's the course description?
Yeah, no, I mean, what was your reaction to it? Did you think it was interesting or challenging or boring even, in terms of the type of computing that you encountered through the course?
Yeah, very interesting. Not boring at all. It was all news to me. And obviously not my field, so I felt I was getting a valuable additional education through those courses. No, they were splendid. And didn't cost us a thing.
Yeah. Which is very nice. And was it difficult?
I found it challenging because of the utter precision that you had to work with. I remember the frustration I had when I used a colon instead of a semicolon. That in programming is, of course, deadly. But I could never quite get used to the fact that you have to be very, very precise.
Yeah. And what about the other people who were on the course with you?
They were from businesses all over New York that had recently ordered IBM equipment and needed to program. And so it was a real cross-section of individuals, people like in my situation who were drafted to do that. It was a new activity for most companies. And we were all in the same boat, and I remember another frustration was that they only had one mainframe available, so that when you finished your program, you had to line up and sort of sign up for your program to be evaluated. And for that, at that time, it had to run against a compiler. That was about 1,000 cards. And a program that turned the program that you have written into what we call the project, a project deck, and that was another 2,000 cards. So it took time. Every time you have to line up or sign up for your evaluation, and then just to realize that you made another mistake.
Yeah, and it was back again to
just
fix the semicolons.
So I started going on weekends because then that mainframe was less busy. I'm talking about a long time ago. Early 60s.
What about, I was wondering about the kind of gender breakdown of students, actually, and instructors on the course.
As I recall, it was practically 50-50.
Okay.
That was, it was pretty balanced.
That's interesting. And the courses were in operating and programming.
It was billed as operation, which was, you know, a different set of skills to make those huge monsters run, and programming.
Okay.
To write, you know, program. At that time, you know, nothing very complex.
Yeah.
But we had to do something.
Yeah. And how long did it last for?
Those courses, on average, I would say about 5 months, 6 months.
And were you going every day, or was it a part-time?
No, it was sort of twice or three times a week.
Yeah. Okay. Brilliant. And then I also wanted to ask you about Lockheed.
Yeah.
I presume that they were selected because they had made this terminal, wasn't it? Or what was the reason for selecting them?
No, well, basically it was the only game in town. Lockheed, as I understand it at that time, got into computing and machine-readable this and machine-readable that, and saw a need to host databases from all over. There was no such thing at that time, but they in fact became the host at that time, and as I said, it was the only game in town. I couldn't go elsewhere, and then Lockheed spun off that service and called it Dialogue.
Yes, yeah, that's what I was thinking of, was it very expensive to work with them?
No. As I recall, it didn't cost a thing. I mean, they accepted a database and put it up online. And, of course, in the fee structure, somehow, I mean, we got a part of the hourly usage from any user. But Lockheed got a cut, too.
Right.
And so they got their money that way.
And what I wondered, were you aware of any other projects in the area of humanities who would have been working with them around that time?
No. Later, we prided ourselves at that time to be the only. That it was extensive work. It was the MLA International Bibliography.
Yeah.
And it was at that time the only exclusively humanities database. We prided ourselves with being the first from that discipline. Because all the others that came before us were in science, social science, other fields.
Yeah. OK, Okay, that's brilliant. They're the supplementary questions I wanted to ask. And I was wondering, was there anything that you wanted to raise?
No, but I wanted to ask you a favor, and that is, you send me the file, the most recent version.
Yeah.
And I assume you have made changes there to changes from a oral history conversation to more into an article for publication.
Yeah.
And I don't know what happened to that file. It sort of disappeared.
Okay.
And I wish I could have another version.
Yeah. So you want?
And I will let you know immediately what my views are.
Yeah, that's great. So you want me to resend the more literary one?
Yes.
Yeah. Grant.
The most recent version of the piece, right? And I would immediately look at it and tell you what. Maybe there's some other things that need clarification or addition, and I would do that. I'm sorry, I just don't know where it went.
Oh, don't worry, it's fine. I'll send it to you right away.
Okay.
And there'll probably be, in the next couple of weeks, again, a slightly different version, because I'll integrate what you said today into it.
Yeah, well, eventually I would appreciate that too.
Yeah.
But right now I would love to see what you did with the piece as it was. My last version that I read was on September 7th.
Yeah, grand.
So I obviously lost something here.
Yeah, that's perfect. I'll resend that straight away. And yeah, okay, so thanks a million, and we'll be in touch again soon.
Okay, that's fine. Anytime.
Great.
My schedule is a little, has become a little lighter. Because the excitement of a second grandchild has abated. And things are a little less hectic.
Now the hard work is replacing the excitement, is it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, brilliant. Okay, well, yeah, that's great. So many thanks, and I'll send that to you straight away.
Very good.
Okay.
I thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.